It is our desire that you come to an awareness of who you are as source energy, that you become aware that in every moment you have an indicator that's letting you find that guidance. Jerry and Esther move about in their monster bus. It's out in the parking lot. Maybe you saw it. It is a monster. It loves you too. It's fun watching people approach that bus from the rear and suddenly realize that they know who's in the bus. They begin flashing their lights and waving cassette tapes out the window, holding their book up against the window as they pass Jerry and Esther. It's nice to all be in this together, isn't it? As Jerry and Esther are moving about in their monster bus, they have navigational systems which help them get around. The system knows where they are, they program their new destination, and then the system calculates the route between the two. So it's straightforward, they know what to do. They can quantify those journeys very easily. And because they understand the journey, they don't get frustrated or frightened or doubtful or fearful about being able to accomplish the journey. And yet there are so many journeys that you are upon, like a journey from sickness to wellness, or a journey from a miserable relationship to a wonderful one, or a missing one to a wonderful one. There are so many journeys that humans can't seem to quantify. And it's because you are not using a stable basis that helps you know how to get from one place to the other. We want you to understand that you were born with a system that is so stable that as you begin to understand it, as you understand that the vibrational relationship between you and what you're thinking right here and now, and the source energy part of you, and what that part of you is thinking right here and now, if you can understand that vibrational relationship and the emotional components of that, then you will never again have any journey that you cannot quantify. Kate, who is 5, plays with Grandma Esther and Jerry. She brings a little car and hides it whenever they come to play together. So she hides the car, and then it's Jerry or Esther's job to find it. It's a tiny little thing. It can be almost any color. You never know. And it's somewhere in this room. Kate will guide them, she says. So Esther takes a step forward, and Kate grins and says, "A little warmer." And then Esther deliberately goes the opposite direction, and Kate grins and says, "Colder, Grandma." And then Esther turns around and walks in the same direction she started. Warmer, warmer. And Kate, through a sequence of responses of Esther's relationship to the proximity of the car, can zero her right in every single time. Warmer, colder, warmer, colder, warmer, 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 hot, 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 hot. Such a good plan. You were born with the same plan. Your emotions let you know when you are a vibrational match to that which you have become. You cannot understand your guidance system unless you understand that you are an extension of source energy. And you cannot understand your guidance system unless you understand that as you've been banging around in physical life, that it has caused you to want things that the source energy part of you has become. And you can't understand your guidance system unless you understand that the source energy part of you has not only ridden the rocket and agreed with your conclusion, but has literally so completely embraced the idea of what you're asking for that it has become it. And now, law of attraction is responding to that powerful becoming. So what does that mean to you? Now that law of attraction is responding to it, a powerful current is flowing toward it. In other words, it's like a vortex drawing all things that match that which you are asking for to it. And when you relax and allow yourself to go in the direction of what you've been asking for, you feel the ease of that momentum. If you turn in opposition to it, you feel the struggle or the strain against it. So moving toward what you've become is what we call allowing. Allowing yourself to be that which life has caused you to become. Not going toward it is what we call resistance. Resisting the natural evolution of that which is you. Sometimes when you feel negative emotion, you're sure that something's wrong, and we are not willing to call it wrong. We're just saying you're not letting yourself be as right as you could be. You're not letting yourself be the fullness of that which you are. But so often when you feel negative emotion, there's a tendency to want to change the condition, to do something so that you can feel better. And we want you to understand that while we understand the feeling of wanting to do that, it's really not to your advantage to attempt it, because you cannot control the conditions enough to affect the way you feel. It's not your work. You came forth understanding that your work as a creator is to peruse and experience and express, surmise, conclude, give birth to, and then line up with. Step one says ask, and the contrast insists that you do. Step two, source will answer. That's that lining up, riding the rocket that we're talking about. Step three is really the totality of your work. Step three says you must become a vibrational match to that which you're asking for. So we notice that when you're experiencing the absence of something that you want, and you hear us say, well, just think about what you want and why you want it, that many of you have a hard time even hearing those words, because where you are in relationship to what you want has you in such an uncomfortable position. And your awareness of what's going on is so vivid. And we understand that. We know that when you're standing right in the middle of something that is unpleasant in big ways, that it's not easy, maybe not even possible, to withdraw your attention from this uncomfortable thing. We also acknowledge that law of attraction is helping you stay focused on that uncomfortable thing, because once you get something activated, you give your attention to something for a little while, you activate the vibration of it. You do it for a little while longer, and that activated vibration becomes a dominantly activated vibration. Until in time it becomes a belief. That's all a belief is a thought that you keep thinking. So once you get one of those vibrations going, we know that it is not the easiest thing to pull away from it. But we also know you must find a way to pull in the direction of your greater knowing if you are to ever find your joy.